Morning. My name is Kade Fue, so I'm here to present the 3D measurement of cotton boll position using machine vision under field conditions. So we wanted to do this research because, you know, now the cotton harvesters are very expensive, and most of them actually they cost more than 600K USD. So we want to make something that first is small and it's cheap. So we want also to make something that will be easier to maintain or to do some maintenance while it's working. You know, the current machines now, if they break down during harvesting, it becomes very difficult to repair them, and it's expensive also to repair them. And also we want something that even smaller farmers can have those harvesters. Like you can have 3 or 4 if you have a bigger farm or something like that. So with this, you know, with those mechanical machines, they're expensive because they're mechanical machines. They involve a lot of parts that you need to use to get them work. So we have this opportunity to use robotics because robotics can avoid those mechanical work, a lot of mechanical works, and you replace those with other technologies, the current modern technology. So also we have, like, now the technology is growing very fast, so we have actually a very fast now CPUs that we can use, and GPU, and most of those are also, the price is fairly cheap or compared to mechanical machines. Now, and also we have what to call modern mechanics of robot arms, especially with Cartesians, which are somehow very fast when you deploy to the field and use them. Now with this research, particularly because when you want to develop a robotic machine, you have certain stages that you have to take. So the first stage that is reported in this this paper on this research is actually a machine vision system under field condition. Like, we developed a machine vision using RGB cameras. We use that camera, and then this RGB camera, you know, they are somehow cheap in price compared to other cameras like LiDAR, or when you use thermal or infrared or any other cameras. And because we want to measure depth, like, because we want to detect actually the ball position, so we need to know, like, 3D position of the ball. So we need to use 3D imaging. And probably with a RGB camera, if you have two sensors, it's possible now to calculate and get the the depth information. And probably with the RGB camera, it has some challenges actually, especially if you want to do it in field conditions, which is in direct light, the brightness, especially in brightness, contrast, and sharpness of the image, could hastily affect your image, especially when you're doing imaging processing, because you need to get several images, several frames, and then you compare those frames, and then you get, you need to extract the information. So if it happens, any frame that you get has a problem while you are going, or while you are moving with the vehicle, or while the robot is moving, probably you're going to get a wrong information, or you're going to get a wrong depth information, because you only used like very few frames to determine the ball position. Now, let us see. This is an example of the depth disparity map. You can look at the left, this one, and this is the real image cotton field. So you can see here at this side, this is very this black section. It means there is no any depth reading here. So probably while you're collecting these frames, you need to avoid the edges. Like, you need to avoid this side, and this side. But particularly because you're using left image then of a stereotypic camera, so the left part probably will have no important information, or it will have zero reading, so you cannot get depth information. For example, depth information, I mean, if I want to know this ball, what's the distance from this ball to the camera, or the left lens of the camera. Now, let us look at challenges. As I said, it has some challenges, especially for homogeneous and textured surfaces like white objects or green screen or something like that. So because the white ball is white, sometimes RGB camera gets difficult to get an accurate and get some outliers measurement. And you'll see the results later on what happens. Now, with this research in determining 3D ball position, you need several tools to use to get it work. For example, for depth processing, you will need several technologies, and we use ROS, which is Robot Operating System, and then we have Z-Wrap that is used to connect the cameras to ROS, and we had color segmentation using several algorithms that are actually implemented on OpenCV, the latest version 3.3, and also feature extraction we did using OpenCV ORB. I'll talk about this later on, how it was a challenge. For example, ORB has been, it has shown a good extraction compared to all other algorithms like Sift, Surf, and everything. And now, after that, after you get the features, then you need to, because you have several frames, now you get, you need to do something. You need to do like a brute force matching, which is you compare each image, each frame, compared to other frames, so that you can know, like, when you are moving, you are getting the first ball. Actually, the same ball happens in another position in the second frame. So you do this and get the information. And then we had to develop a code. Actually, there was a code that was online with RANSAC, implementation of CUDA optimized homograph RANSAC. This is not implemented though with OpenCV. So because I wanted to do like a lot of images, and we need to do a real-time achievement, like real-time processing. So with real-time processing, you need to use GPU resources, and one of the GPU resources is CUDA, which is implemented with the NVIDIA systems. So when I say an NVIDIA system, it looks like this one. This is NVIDIA Jetson TX2, which is a GPU and a CPU processor that you can use to get the information. And here, this is the rover, and this, you can see, these are the cotton plants and the balls that we want to measure and get the information. Now, Z camera, how it measures the depth, actually, you have the left camera and you have the right camera, and then you can measure the depth from this left camera to the ball. And the other tools that I use, actually, the system runs on Ubuntu and Robot Operating System and OpenCV, actually, and it has been installed with the NVIDIA CUDA, which is the powerful library for GPU systems. Now, this is the measurement that I did. We did like a measurement because we have cotton plants that are separated 61 centimeters from each other. Now you get an image. Because you're now moving, you need to get some angles and do some calculations while you're moving to get. Actually, I'm interested to get this distance, n, which is the distance from the ground to the ball. Now, these are the formulas that you need to calculate with the angle. And then n is actually L, which is L minus depth. Depth is actually given by the camera. It means with the camera using Z-Wrapper, you can calculate the depth, and then you times the cos angle, which you determine as you go while you're moving with this rover. Now, let us see how the CUDA, the ORB, which is an algorithm that I use to get the features, how it is, how effective it is. When you use ORB compared to all other algorithms, which is out of this, like, out of context to explain more about the ORB, how it works, but ORB has shown powerful performance compared to Sift, Surf, Akanzi, Kanzi, and all other algorithms that I've tested. So with this one, you can see, like, when you compare the features or when you compare two images, the first frame and the second frame, actually the ORB will get all the white spaces, the special features, and now it can get, it can give you, like, the comparison, like this. Actually, this ball in the second frame is located here. You can see, like, how accurate it is compared with other algorithms, but I will explain more later about this one. Now, detection of XY plane, depth, and logging of the data. As you move the machine, you'll be getting different readings with the different frames, and the system now will be telling you how much the 54, like here it shows about 54 balls were found, and now it shows the location of the ball, actually at the frame, compared to the depth of the machine, and it tells you the depth at which it is from the camera. Now, this is a tracking of balls, because this is a very important a procedure, because you are moving and you want to harvest the balls. So probably you will need to know like what position is the ball compared to the last position, because as you are moving it is changing the position, and actually because you are getting depth information you get some differences in depth information. So this allows you even to justify your depth as you are going. For example, here you have this first image, you get the first part of the balls, and then this is the center of the balls, like you see a lot of balls, and then this is the last part when you are finishing to see the balls. And this shows like, for example, it can track, this is the ball, it can track all the way, and it can be, the system will be showing different depths that it has got from that one. Now, this is a contour detection that I use to detect. And actually, with this one, I want to explain something that I will use on justifying my results. For example, here, you can see, like, you can detect white spaces, but you can decide, for example, because these are balls and you have white spaces, and sometimes one ball can be detected more than once. For example, you see this ball, it looks like one, but here it has been detected twice. So, for example, if I decide, like, the smaller part to remove it. For example, if I decide, like, if I get 15 pixels, then I can consider this is one ball, and then I leave out this part. Now, let us see what I mean. For example, I tested, with the rover station, I took images, and then tried to measure the true distance from two different frames. For example, I took the first frame and then the second frame, and then I did a regression relationship between the manual values and actually the value that the camera has given, and you can see the correlation here. And then I took the second frame and then compare, and then also I checked the mean error, the mean error readings of the ball differences, like how much it differs, and you can see like it has the mean error of 9.9 and standard error was 14.79. And error was 98 for the first frame, for the second, and the first one it was 99. Now let us see with this one. Now, as I said, like if you take, for example, if you detect 15 pixels contour, it means you'll be leaving out some of the balls, and actually the system is going to miss some of the balls. But when you use 5 pixels, it means the smaller one, and then it can detect a lot of, it can detect all the balls. And you can measure also the distance, because you have 5, you can get the distance, you can get the height very easy. And then when I was taking this measurement, I had to change the rover speed. For example, I have 1 kilometer per hour and 0.8 kilometer per hour, and I had the 0.64 kilometer per hour, which is the slowest speed. Actually, this is almost the slowest the rover can provide. And you can see, like, with this one, the first one, it was the worst case. With 15 pixels, you detect a few, and then you get a very bad reading. While the best case, actually, was the slowest one with the 5 pixel contours. And now I detected the same for when I comparison with the position errors. Negative, mean error was negative 5.4, the best one, and standard error was 22. Millimeters. So this is the conclusion. Actually, the system was developed, and actually it was able to measure this one, to measure the height from the ground, and then it was challenged with the light imitation changes, and also a 5-pixel show superiority compared to the other one. Now, this was 2017 work. In 2018, future work is now we're working on determining actual arm position and last ball position, recorded position, and then determine the Cartesian arm control decision. This is this year work that we're going to do. Thank you very much.
one quick question? If not, you can catch today after the session here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.